Our reading this morning comes from Glennon Doyle Melton. You may know her blog, Momastery. I remember sitting in the food court of the mall one afternoon with my three kids were very young. I was cutting cardboard pizza into itty-bitty pieces, wiping up a million sugary spills, sweating, trying to figure out if I could get arrested for leaving my kids' side for one hot second to refill my Coke, praying no one would have to pee because three kids who lick everything in a public restroom and just, well, ugh. Out of the blue, this woman sat down at the table next to me with her quiet child. The child wore a matching top and pants, with a matching bow in her braid. In her braid! Someone had braided this child. While I stared and looked back at my ragamuffin children, who sort of looked like nobody loved them, the woman pulled out a high chair cover to protect her child from germs. And then she pulled an avocado out of her bag. An avocado and a spoon. This woman had packed a spoon to start feeding her well-groomed child food that came from a tree or the ground. I don't know, where do avocados come from? I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's not the food court. And this show made my face start burning. I felt as if this woman had materialized for the sole reason of making me look bad. I'm telling you, I decided right then and there that this woman was feeding her child avocado at me. And also, she had matched her child clothes that morning at me. And also, she had likely disciplined her child effectively for years at me. And that as icing on her likely homemade and gluten-free cake, she was enjoying a lovely, peaceful, well-planned, healthy lunch at me. I felt judged. I felt like her approach to parenting was maybe developed solely to shine a big old spotlight on my not good enough parenting. I believe differently now. I know that nobody's parenting at me, and nobody's living at me. Feeling judged by other people's decisions is an insanely egocentric way to live. Like my dad always said, nobody is thinking about you as much as you think they are. Everybody's just doing the best they can, mostly. I mean, after 5 years, I'm ready to consider the possibility that Avocado Lady might not even have known I was going to be in the food court that day. It's not likely, but it is a possibility.
Nobody told me that being a parent would be the hardest thing that I would ever do. I grew up in a complicated family with parents who argued a lot and two older brothers who tormented me. But I think I still had a TV sitcom idea of what being a parent would be like. Today we might call it a Pinterest page idea of parenting. Have you guys all seen Pinterest? It's the online app where you make clipboards and you paste pictures of your perfect house, your perfect projects that you will do, and the games you'll play with your perfect, well-dressed, happy, attractive, and clean children. What Pinterest doesn't tell you is that parenting in real life is hard. It's not all pretty pictures. It's often a Pinterest fail. It's exhausting, it's heart-wrenching, and at the same time, it's also overwhelmingly joyful. With parenting, everything is possible. When my oldest daughter was a toddler, I first came to a UU church looking for something. I wasn't sure what, guidance, role models. I just wanted support for this heavy job of adult life and being someone's parent. That was 28 years ago. I found a lot of things: companionship for the journey, hope for the future, and a theology that affirmed that I could be the kind of person who could guide a growing life. I stuck around, and I became a religious educator, and through the 17 years that I've served this community, I have had the great privilege of walking with hundreds of families on this beautiful, joyful, and terribly hard journey of parenting. We all want to be great parents. We don't want to be judged or compared to that perfect avocado parent with the braided child in the food court. And also, I think that most of us Unitarian Universalist parents think that if we just work hard and do the right things, our kids will have great lives all the time. We're smart, we have the right values and the right priorities, right? So why is it so hard? And why do we often feel like we're falling short of the mark? And can Unitarian Universalism help us? We don't have the hard and fast creed of many other faiths, but I believe that we have a powerful theology that can guide us as parents and help us to be the kind of people that can teach our children how to be resilient, how to believe in themselves in the face of adversity, and to know that their lives make a difference. When I brought my first baby home, I was overwhelmed with the awesome responsibility of this tiny, helpless creature. Sorry, Christopher, it's true. And then something miraculous happened. As my tiny baby discovered her fingers and her toes and then everything around her, I found myself experiencing intense euphoria. For each new discovery and new milestone, I experienced an intense sense of absolute amazement, joy, right along with that little growing life, a sense of transcendent awe and wonder that we Unitarian Universalists acknowledge as our first source of religious inspiration. Our UU theology tells us that the sacred, God, whatever we want to call it, is fundamentally mystery and wonder, and when we're plugged in, we are transformed. Our spirits are renewed, and young children are innately connected to this sense of wonder, and we can dive in with them and help them discover their unique ways of finding the sacred. We can always find an abiding sense of joy and peace in this space of mystery and wonder, a deep understanding that we're all connected and held together by a love that will not let us go. And then on the flip side, there are those really hard times, the times when we feel like complete and utter failures as parents. I've heard the pain in many parents' voices as they've shared those times with me. The times when you felt like you've really let your child down, that if only you were a better parent, your child wouldn't be struggling. My first marriage ended when my two oldest children were young. I think the lowest time was our first Christmas. My daughter was 7, my son was 3. It was my decision to end the marriage. I was grieving, and I was a mess. I lost hundreds of nights of sleep. It was tight financially, but I still tried to do as many of our holiday traditions that I could. A Christmas tree, a few presents. A few days before Christmas, I found a letter in my daughter's bedroom that she'd written to Santa Claus. I thought she was too old to believe in Santa Claus, but apparently not. In that letter, she asked Santa if he could help her. Could he help her not to feel so very sad because her parents were divorcing? I was devastated. I had destroyed her world. I had failed her. I was a terrible parent. I gradually started to move on, to forgive myself, to heal, and to find my own potential and self-agency. And I began to discover what this big UU idea of inherent worth and dignity really meant. that all of us have big flaws and also amazing capacities which are just waiting to become known, and that every single person without exclusion is worthy of love and belonging, including me, and that we never run out of do-overs. We can always find forgiveness and learn from our experiences, coming back into covenant with ourselves, our families, and the world. I hope that I've taught my children to apply this to their own lives, to be ethical people who can act responsibly and effectively, people who make mistakes, pick themselves up, learn from the past, and do better next time. And there's another really big idea that Unitarian Universalism has offered me as a parent. The belief that it's up to us to create heaven on earth, that our actions in this life matter, and that we can do something to make things better. This call to courageous love is a vision that will sustain our children throughout their lives, long after we're gone, a vision of love that lives forever. The work of parenting is never ending. My kids are young adults now, and we're still struggling together. Some of the things they're facing are really big, hard, and scary. I can't protect them from pain. I never could. But I feel honored every time they ask for advice or bounce an idea off of me. We're still in it together. And the little girl who wrote the letter to Santa is now 31 years old, and she has her first child. And lucky me, I get to be his grandmother and experience all that joy and pain and wonder all over again in the promise of his little life unfolding. Ultimately, parenting is something that all of us do, even if we don't have kids. As we are part of this community, we see ourselves as guardians of our children. May we find ways to love mothers and fathers, foster parents and grandparents among us, and support them as they stand on this awesome, holy ground of parenting. May it be so, and blessed be.